music to my ears, little Billy?
It happened, Wendy. I told you it would happen. It became Friday automatically. We don't know how it happens. It just happens. Hi, guys. It's Bill and Wendy. Welcome to the show. As we mentioned, it's Friday. What an incredible array of guests we've assembled for you. From Morton's to celebrate Valentine's Day, tell you about a special they've got going on at Valentine's Day. If you're an incredible romantic and love your seafood, Jeff Powell will be here. Alexander Zelbin to talk TV. Tom Appel to talk about the Chicago Auto Show. And one of our best friends, Mike Toomey, is here with a very special announcement. Mike, how are you?
Will you be my Valentine?
It always takes Mike a little while. He's very shy.
You owe me 50 cents.
I do owe you 50 cents. I know. You said, and we had an engineer in here just seconds ago telling us everything was on par.
I told you, I told you, I told you. I think we can hear Mike, but for some reason I don't think he can hear us.
I can't hear him. Mike, talk way, way, way louder.
I hear Bill now.
There he is.
There we are. I just heard, okay, he switched it.
Mike?
Hey.
Hey, it's you. Hi.
You just scored me 50 cents because I knew this wouldn't go smoothly.
Are we live on the air right now?
Yes, we are.
Man, I was just listening to NPR, and all of a sudden it was you guys.
Oh, are we? Are Wendy and I are now on NPR? We'll talk quietly.
Yes,
we are
very quiet.
We'll talk much quieter.
We're talking with Bill Leff, the gentleman who collects toys. Well, that's an interesting hobby.
Mike, you have to realize something. They're in our basement here at WGN Radio. There's a team of operators from the 1950s, and whenever a call has to go through, they take a cord and they take it out of one hole, they put it in another, just like they used to do way back in the 1950s.
One ringy dingy.
Sure. Sometimes they say one ringy dingy.
What is that character's name? That
little Ernestine.
Ernestine.
Man, that was a great character.
Yeah. Speaking of characters, yes. How's that for a transition,
yes.
Mike?
Good.
You have a giant announcement to make. Sit down, everybody. If you're standing up, please sit down. Mike, go ahead.
I am performing my one-person show, TV and Me, at Pheasant Run Main Stage Theater in St. Charles. One show tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, and hope you can be there.
Okay, a couple of things. First of all, there was a time where the show would have been referred to as a one-man show, but you have upped your game. It's now a one-person show.
I am a person,
Good
Bill.
For you. We're all just people.
Yes.
That's all
I've
we are.
I've been upgraded to person.
Congratulations. Second of all...
Do you really have to say that now?
Yes, you have to say one-person show. There are no more one-man shows. Second of all, this is such good news for anybody who's never seen TV and Me. It's one of the best nights of theater, one of the best one-person shows you'll ever imagine. If you've already seen it, go see it again. I've seen it four times. I laugh harder every single time I see it.
Thank you.
So good.
What do you have on Bill Leff, Mike? Because every time
Nothing.
Someone's around, when you're nowhere in listening shot, he will say, funniest guy ever, Mike Toomey.
That's nice. I have some pictures I'm looking at my phone right now that, you know, they're not entirely flattering, but
right.
I've seen worse.
Yeah.
That's a cute
yeah.
little cape.
Thank you. Nice to notice.
You know what? I'll tell you what. There, you might if you come to my show tomorrow, you might see a picture of me with a cute little.
Oh,
guy.
How's
because,
that for a nice
so.
Bonus?
Because this show is me, like talking about all the television that I grew up with and what I was doing when I was watching it, what I was thinking. And there is a picture of me with a Batman mask on, and it's a towel. It's like a blue and white striped towel that I used in.
But when you were a kid, even though it was just a blue and white striped towel. It wasn't. It was Batman's cape, wasn't it?
That definitely was the cape. And in fact, you would know this better than anybody, Bill. Action figures offer so many varieties of Batman. There probably is a Batman with a towel as a cape available to you.
Towel cape Batman? Very rare, but a fun add to anybody's collection.
Yeah, I mean, when do they run out of Batman, you know, different ways to present him in a figure? Here's Batman with an apron, and he's cooking a barbecue.
Right. What's the one show, Mike, if you could go back and be put into any show from your illustrious career of TV watching that you would like to be in, you'd like to be a character on that TV show?
Well, the aforementioned Batman. God, and back then, every celebrity who was anybody wanted to be, you know, a Batman villain.
Sure.
You know, to be. And if they didn't use one of the comic book ones, they would make them up. That was what I loved. They would just invent, like Egghead. Vincent Price as Egghead wasn't a Batman. They just made that up
right.
for the show, you know.
Right.
And if you remember, his hook was using the word egg instead of where it was EX, he would turn into EG. Like, oh, this is excellent. Oh, this is exquisite.
This is my egg wife.
Yes.
Ex-wife.
Yeah. Well, that's a good one.
That wouldn't come up, but that could have worked.
I'm no longer married to.
But the casting choices were odd because if they were appealing to children, with all due respect to the great Vincent Price, kids didn't clamor to see Vincent Price or Burgess Meredith.
More so than probably like Shelley Winters or Roddy McDowall.
You know,
I mean, Frank Sinatra wanted to be the Joker.
Right.
And when it came down to talking about the role, he was not available for it. But, you know, how can you beat Cesar Romero as the Joker?
The best.
I mean, really, like, here's what I loved about Cesar Romero as the Joker. He spoke to Batman and Robin. And, you know, you and I were watching this. We're like 9 years old, 8 years old. He spoke to Batman and Robin the same way we would. Like, he'd make fun of him. He's like, well, if it isn't the boy Blunder and Fat Man.
But if you're a cunning criminal in Gotham City, you know that that's what's going to hurt Batman and Robin the most, is taunting them with names.
You go for the feelings right away.
Yes.
You know, you're not going to overpower them. You go for the feelings. Oh, look at Stupid Man and Dumb Boy.
And he refused. The best part of Cesar Romero playing the Joker is he flat out refused to shave his mustache.
Refused. Like, how important is a mustache? I mean, how much white makeup in the world is there that you can take on to cover a mustache to be the Joker? And also, when they make the toys,
yeah,
they actually have a faint mustache under.
Yes, they do.
Really?
Yes, they do. To totally, completely replicate Cesar Romero's version of the Joker.
The true Joker.
Yeah.
All right, more with Mike Toomey in just a little bit. His one-man, his one-person show, what am I talking about? His one-person show is going to happen this weekend. It's in St. Charles, the Main Stage Theater at Pheasant Run, a very nice venue. If you've not seen TV and Me, you need to go see it. Tickets are available right now at pheasantrun.com/entertainment/mainstage theater. Do yourself a favor, go see TV and Me. We'll be back in a moment. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Did I say that with confidence?
That was fantastic. If you have plans for tomorrow night, change them. Mike Toomey has his show, his one-person show, TV and Me, in St. Charles, the Main Stage Theater at Pheasant Run. It's 8 o'clock start. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. It's hysterically funny. Mike, did you know back when you were a kid that one day all those moments, or hours, I should say, of watching television would one day pay off in a show like this?
No, but I had hoped, you know. I used to watch them, and, you know, like we did as kids, you'd imitate those characters, and sometimes it got a little weird in the house, but I honestly would, you know, if I found a pair of glasses, you know, I'd say, okay, now I'm Floyd from Andy, because I have glasses on, you know. Hey, is that Floyd over there? Ooh, what time is dinner? Ooh, hey, Goober stopped by. Ooh, hello, hey, Goober.
He always seemed like he might doze off, didn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. Especially towards the end there. Goober, Howard Spring is over here.
Mike, it was a standard back in the 60s when we were growing up watching TV that a lot of shows used the one-parent premise. Or the kids were adopted by a surrogate, by a family member. I guess the best one would be Brian Keith as Uncle Bill, right?
Boy, on Family Affair. You must have read my mind, because that to me was the best one ever of all that. Because it's not nuclear family. It's not mom, dad, blah, blah. And the best part to me, the real wild card on that show was Mr. French, you know, Sebastian Cabot.
He was great.
He was great. And so many of us didn't even know who he was until that show. But he really had a lot going on before that. You knew his voice. He narrated all the Winnie the Pooh stuff.
Sure.
You know, by the time they'd gotten to page 37, Pooh was a bad of very little brain and decided to go to Piglet's house. Well, on this day, Pooh, who seldom wears pants, began to feel a chill and wait, what am I reading? I'm off script.
Oh, my God, that is dead on. You are so good.
Do you think Buffy and Jody asked Mr. French to read him Winnie the Pooh stories in that voice? Because that would have paid off big.
Yeah, and he charged him also.
Yeah, sure.
Well, Jody, let's see how much you have in your drawer. Well, I'm afraid 77 cents isn't going to do it. Perhaps Sissy can chip in and make it round it up to a dollar.
Why was Uncle Bill, who's a very successful businessman...
Uncle Bill.
Why was he always so upset, Mike? What was going on with Uncle Bill? Always so upset.
I just found him to be... He spent however many seasons that show was on just rubbing his eyes the whole time. Like Uncle Bill, at any moment, hadn't slept for 72 hours. And they'd be like, Uncle Bill, are you my friend? Yeah, Buffy, we're friends. Let's get out of here and let Uncle Bill take a nap. Ugh. The whole time.
Has TV changed dramatically, Mike? I mean, all the shows that we've talked about that you do in TV and Me hold such special places in our heart. Will our kids be able to say the same about the TV shows they're watching?
I think they will. It's just more widely spread. I mean, the stuff we watched, everybody watched because you had four channels.
Right.
You know, now there's so many options. But, yeah, I think it's... certainly changed a lot.
How many characters do you do in TV and Me, would you say? I know it's a rough estimate, but how many?
I'm going to say like maybe 60, something like that.
Good golly.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere in that range for that.
Pretty good.
Wow.
But some of them might just be like a line or two, because when I first started writing the show, you know, I'd have this long bit for this show or this character, and you know, you do it and it's not, maybe there's one line of it that's funny. So towards the end, we squeeze a lot of those together, you know, like I'm a big fan of Raymond Burr as Perry Mason. I always wanted to make a big bit out of that, and it just, it was funny for like one line, you know, to have him be like, isn't it true that you murdered your brother-in-law with a spatula? And isn't it true that potato salad spoils in the sun? You know, but you couldn't build like 20 minutes around
that. No, that's
so many isn't it true stuff you can do.
That's too hard. Is there one voice or character that you love doing in TV and Me, but it's just, sadly, it's too obscure? The audience doesn't know who it is, but you would love to do it anyway.
There were some that ended up on the cutting room floor. Like, I used to love to do Jack Klugman as Quincy, the medical examiner. That's not part of the show anymore. But what I used to love about him is how he would just, no matter what it was, he would just go off. You know, he would start out talking very slowly, you know. Only a husband knew about your parakeet's allergic reaction to amoxicillin, the very same medicine that your predator son has been on for an ear infection for the last 10 days. No, it wasn't an accident. It was murder, and your husband killed your bird. Wait, what? Why? I don't even care that much.
But a testament to Klugman, when he would do Quincy, I wasn't seeing Oscar Madison. I was seeing a whole new man, weren't you?
No, you're right about that. And I touch on that in the show, too. That guy that you just don't really get on board with in the second role. Like William Shatner is T.J. Hooker, you know.
Yes.
Buddy Ebsen is Barnaby Jones.
Yes.
You know, you just couldn't do it. You like the guy, but you know, Andy Griffith is Matlock. You just wanted him to be Sheriff Taylor, you
right.
know. He's like, I'm out of order. You're out of order. Why this whole court is out of order.
Wouldn't you say that our own WGN played a large role in your growing up, because we were lucky enough to have the Andy Griffith Show and Dick Van Dyke on every night, Monday through Friday, and that made a big difference, didn't it?
Right, always. And you caught up so quickly, because it was a daily thing. You know, 240 episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. Probably seen them all, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
I can't believe that's all there were.
Right. It seems like there's hundreds and hundreds more.
Yeah, 8 seasons. I mean, they did a lot more shows per season, too.
Yeah.
And then when the show got in color, you could really see, not just in watching the show, you could see a difference in Andy, because that's when Don Knotts left the show.
Yeah.
And Andy just like... He signed on for three. They talked him into signing on for 3 more years, and you could tell now when you watch the color ones, he doesn't want to be there.
Well, he started out as such a country bumpkin on the Andy Griffith Show, and then got more wise as the show went on, which I guess that's good for a character to change. But
he got more wise in general, because he realized the show wasn't going to work with him being the funny. He had Don Knotts. He had all these. You know, Andy Griffith was an extremely successful, funny comedian. But on this show, he was straight man to an entire town of nut jobs.
Yep.
The Didn't center Goober of the help, universe. Though?
Well, Jack Burns helped, and Goober helped, and Floyd, of course, helped. They brought in all those guys to surround him.
Yep.
Which was smart.
Two characters on that show that didn't last more than a season, because after they had done several episodes, they just kind of went, this isn't working. One was Jack Burns.
Yeah.
You know, that's
what
a tough,
was he? What
job.
Was his?
He
was
a deputy. Barney. He was the deputy that came in to replace Barney. And early, Eleanor Donahue had just come off Father Knows Best.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Miscast as Andy's, you know, love interest. And she kind of went to the people who made the show and said, nah, this isn't.
Can I ask a quick request of you?
Sure.
This is one of my favorite voices that you do. Uh-huh. From my three sons, Charlie O'Casey, whose job it was to watch the boys. But again, like TV, he was always in a bad mood back in the 60s for some reason.
Right. Like he couldn't wait for Fred McMurray to get home so he could complain.
Right.
He had a lot on his plate, you guys.
He did. No,
the
he
three
did.
Boys.
He did.
And Fred McMurray, well, how are things over the weekend, Charlie?
Steve, I don't know what's going on with these kids around here. Tramp threw up on the carpet and Chip came home drunk.
Uncle Charlie.
And Steve. That's in a good mood. That's Charlie in a good mood.
Right.
All right. You got to go see it tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. It's Mike Toomey's one-person show, TV and Me. Honestly, four times out. I've enjoyed it every time. I enjoy it every time I see it. It gets better and better and better. It's at the Main Stage Theater at Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles. You want to go to pheasantrun.com/entertainment/Main Stage Theater. Go see it. You'll love it. Mike, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely. Always fun talking to the two of you.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Very, very nice.
Right back at you.
Right back at you.
The 60 of you.